Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Michelle Wu is now the mayor of Boston. Wu took the oath of office yesterday, surrounded by her family, as well as prominent state and local politicians. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, the new mayor went right to work.
That I will support
the Constitution of the United States. So help me God. Madam Mayor, congratulations.
And with that, Michelle Wu, a daughter of Taiwanese immigrants, became Boston's new mayor. In a brief inauguration speech, Wu repeated a central theme of her campaign, a promise to deliver generational change while also keeping the streetlights on.
Every streetlight, every pothole, every park, every classroom lays the foundation for greater change. Not only is it possible for Boston to deliver basic city services and generational change, it is absolutely necessary in this moment.
Wu made history with a series of firsts. She's the first woman, the first Asian American, and the first woman of color to be elected mayor of Boston. At 36, she's also the city's first millennial mayor and among the youngest big city mayors in America. She succeeds Kim Janey, who stepped in as acting mayor after Marty Walsh became U.S. Secretary of Labor in March. Janey made history in her own right as the city's first woman and the first person of color to lead City Hall. She ran unsuccessfully to keep the job, and yesterday, just before Wu was sworn in, she saluted her one-time rival.
I'm confident that you will lead our city with integrity and that you will center equity in all that you do. I know that Boston is in good hands, and I am so proud to call you Madam Mayor.
Usually a new mayor can count on a two-month transition to assemble their staff and prepare for the job. But because of the timing of the election following Walsh's departure, Wu had just 2 weeks. So she's still putting her team together. Yesterday, she announced a number of key appointments, including Mary Lou Akai Ferguson, who ran her campaign and will now serve as interim chief of staff. But Wu says the big challenge is to hire the rest of her team while addressing pressing problems in the city.
There are many, many roles that need to be filled quickly. We are approaching the winter, and that means being prepared for the weather, continuing to move quickly with the crises at the intersection of Mass Ave and Millennium Cass Boulevard, and really supporting our school system and making sure we're on solid footing there.
Beyond the day-to-day challenge of running the city, Wu must also begin to make good on her campaign promises. She ran on a sweeping progressive agenda, promising free public transportation, universal pre-K education, and a Green New Deal for Boston. That plan not only includes more trees and electric school buses, but also initiatives to attack poverty and close the racial wealth gap. Senator Ed Markey, who co-sponsored a federal Green New Deal and attended yesterday's swearing-in, said he believes Wu will bring historic change to Boston.
This is going to be the Green New Deal city for the United States and for the whole world. It's going to be the model. And she is going to be the leader that shows that you can have enormous economic prosperity and environmental justice at the same time.
Of course, Wu will no doubt face pushback as she tries to actually implement her progressive agenda, but that's for another day. Yesterday was about Boston turning a page and installing a mayor who represents a new generation and a new vision for Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.